Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Things I learned this week in sports. Aaron Rodgers cannot chug a beer. Either that or he chooses not to because he's a minority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks and doesn't feel like it's professional enough for him to chug a beer on national TV. No, I'm not sure that I can vouch for his abilities. Does it make you think less of Aaron Rodgers that he can't or won't even chug half a beer on TV courtside at a Bucks game, a playoff game? Maybe that could have been the difference for the Milwaukee Bucks in the fourth quarter. Or maybe serving as a Game of Thrones extra made him soft. After all, he got paid a whole lot of money to be on camera and incinerated within 3 seconds. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Why, you ask, am I already smiling? Well, it's because it's almost Friday and it's a holiday weekend and I have no place to go. I know that sounds ridiculous, right? Because there's a lot of people, hundreds of millions of people who will be on the roads or traveling this weekend in some other form, train or plane. It's the unofficial start to summer, and I get that people want to go to the beach, they want to go to the mountains, they want to go camping, they want to get out of town, they want to enjoy their holiday weekend. Not me. I'm good. In the last 3 weeks, I've done a drive to South Carolina and back, and then a drive to Virginia with my family and back. So I'm all set with the driving and with the traveling. I will be pulling my grill out of the garage for the first time this weekend. So I'm really excited about that. I've got some steaks that are itching to be grilled. I'm just going to need to find some asparagus to go along with, or maybe some summer squash, because nothing says summer like summer squash. I hope for your sakes that you have a holiday weekend. We don't actually have the long weekend off. At least I don't. Are you guys both going to be here? Okay, thumbs up from the other side of the double pane glass. None of us is taking off Sunday night into Monday. So we will be here probably talking about something goofy and quirky. No, we will not be doing another edition of Chubby Bunny because I can only stomach that once a year. Which is strange because we don't actually eat the marshmallows, but right now I couldn't look at a marshmallow without feeling a bit queasy. If you missed Chubby Bunny on last night's show, well, it is part of our podcast and we're working on the video. We do have a video. We believe it's going to be up and posted on our YouTube channel before we hit the holiday weekend, right? Yes? Okay, Dave, this is where your skills are paramount.
It will be uploaded. Yes. The answer
is dear.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Such lack of confidence. I have more confidence in his skills. You're not allowed to start the weekend until that video is uploaded. Okay, good. Whatever else you have to do on this edition of the show, we've got to share with the peeps how all three of us gag. Dave, don't you want the world to know that you won Chubby Bunny or how you won Chubby Bunny?
Sure.
Okay.
I told you I was going to win, though.
And then you did. Yes. Yes. I will never doubt you again when it comes to any kind of food, even the type that's manufactured like a marshmallow. However, we need the video to show the world that you did not actually throw up your marshmallows. Nope. They went down the hatch.
I did eat them. Every last one.
And
I immediately regretted the decision.
So we need that video. See what I'm saying? So Dave is our Chubby Bunny champion. I know a lot of you listen to the podcast on a regular basis, so I'm sure you had a chance to hear it, but I want you to see it. Well, I actually don't. I sucked at it, and I threw my marshmallows. Well, I didn't throw them up, but I didn't eat them. And so it was funny. It was fun. We enjoyed it. It was the guys' indoctrination into Chubby Bunny. They'd never done it before, and so that was fun on last night's show. And again, we'll have that video up. Our YouTube channel's been busy. I feel like it's this week run the gamut of what we do here. A very professional, enlightening, and by-the-book interview with a professional athlete, and then us stuffing our face with marshmallows. That pretty much runs the gamut of what we do here on After Hours. But both samples on our YouTube channel before we hit the weekend. So I hope that you have some fun plans. You're welcome to come grill with me if you like. I will be going nowhere, so you'd have to come to my house because I'm absolutely not getting in my car. Other than my grocery shopping early, early Saturday morning, and work, of course, I'm not getting in my car. I do not want to be on the roads with all you crazies. But we're excited about the weekend nonetheless, and we are inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We got some fun stuff planned for tonight's show, although many of you are still responding to last night's question, which was the best and worst TV series finales of all time. And the reason we were asking is because everyone in the sports world wants to talk about Game of Thrones, except for the three of us, actually. We are the outliers. If only we were as good at manning Survivor Island as we are at manning this island of being uncool and not watching Game of Thrones. And so even Aaron Rodgers was talking about Game of Thrones, which is kind of where we came up with the idea. And so we talked to you about series finales, and you sent tweets all day long. I actually did not sleep well on Thursday because my dog's deathly afraid of thunder, and we had some thunder booms in the early afternoon in my neighborhood, and the poor dog was a mess. And so that meant I was a mess and was not sleeping. And so I was up, and I looked at your tweets, and they just kept coming. And so I'm glad that you enjoyed that topic. And we'll do some fun stuff tonight, too, within the sports realm, sort of. No, we will. Tom Hanks meeting Andrew Luck might be one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time. A, I love Tom Hanks. B, Andrew Luck is reacting the way that I would react if I met Tom Hanks. The guffaws from Andrew Luck are fantastic. And so that's one thing that we'll share with you. And then also, Adam Gase. I may have more respect for Adam Gase after the way he refused to back down against the New York media. First comments by he's the head coach, but he's also the interim general manager of the Jets. First public comments by him, first chance to ask questions since Mike Maccagnan was fired by the owner of the Jets, right? So that old story broke last week, and Gase has not been grilled by the media until Thursday. Oh, if this is any indication, the relationship between Gase and the New York media is going to be like a made-for-TV movie. Get your popcorn ready, or your marshmallows, whatever you prefer. I'm actually on Weight Watchers, so popcorn is probably the way I have to go. Thanks, Mom. And so, anyway, it's awesome. Line me up to not only get Freddie Kitchens every week, he's going to be as much fun as Ron Rivera or Mike Zimmer, especially when you ask Mike Zimmer about a stuffed animal massacre. That made it into the Hall of Fame. But now Adam Gase. In Miami, you don't get a whole lot of media that push your buttons, that troll you, that attempt to toe the line. That doesn't happen as much in South Florida. Oh, it happens in New York. The media in New York are bulldogs. They pride themselves on it. And so it's going to be cantankerous, probably acrimonious, and no doubt Gase is going to get defensive at times. Oh, I'm here for it. I can't wait. So we got some fun audio for tonight's show. And I had no idea there were so many Adam Gase memes out there. Oh, we're going to get more of those too. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for football season, of course, but we still have to crown a champ in hockey. We've got the puck dropping on the Stanley Cup final coming up on Monday. So that's a holiday special for you in Boston and St. Louis and around the country where all you hockey fans reside. And then We will eventually get to the start of the NBA Finals, not until May 30th. We know Kevin Durant is likely not to be available to start the NBA Finals, though the owner of the Warriors is saying that he's confident still that we'll see Durant before this basketball season is done. I don't know. The Warriors have been really tight-lipped about the extent of his injury. But Steve Kerr saying on Thursday that he's likely not to be available for the start. In fact, I just saw Steve Kerr on TV. I would love to grab that if we could. I have NBA TV up. I'm not sure what you guys are watching in the control room. So without Kevin Durant, the Warriors will need to be as healthy as possible. They need Andre Iguodala to get back. He's also got a calf issue. They need this time off. Meanwhile, the Raptors and the Bucks are beating each other up. And the Bucks are getting the worst of it. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We're going to have some good stuff on our show Twitter as well, After Hours CBS. And then our Facebook page. I already made a post about Aaron Rodgers not being able to chug a beer. Just because, like I said, you learn something new every day in sports. I do truly believe we're seeing the disparity in experience come to play in these last two games of the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe you didn't think the Raptors could win three straight in the East. But after falling into an 0-2 hole and losing both those first two games in Milwaukee, they've now won three in a row and sent the Bucks to three consecutive losses, which did not happen this year as they were winning the NBA's best record and home court advantage throughout the playoffs. They never dropped three games in a row. And they started out like a house on fire in game five, building a double-figure lead, at one point extending that lead to 17. But in the fourth quarter, to me, they looked slightly anxious, maybe a little panicked, rushed. They looked tight, like they were feeling the pressure, thinking about the possibility of losing this game and falling into a 3-2 hole. To me, it affected them. It looked like it affected them in the fourth quarter. They gave up a bunch of rebounds, and rebounding is just focus and effort. It's about discipline and being in the right place. It's about finding your mark and putting a body on him. You don't need the perfect rotation to box out. You don't need a little bit of shooter's roll or luck with a couple bounces off the rim, or in the case of Kawhi, four bounces off the rim. No, you just need to go after the rebounds. And they get out-rebounded in the fourth quarter while the Raptors were grabbing all kinds of offensive rebounds and second chances and not turning the ball over at all in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee was doing the opposite and could not get some of those big shots that they needed to fall. And so we'll give you the highlights and the post-game reaction coming up. But the Raptors have got guys who've won in the NBA Finals, like Kawhi Leonard. He's a Finals MVP. Like Danny Green. They've got guys who have played deep into seasons before, like a Mark Gasol, like a Kyle Lowry. The Bucks have one guy who's ever played in a conference finals, and that's George Hill. Their entire starting lineup, never been to this point before. And their superstar is real young in his career. It's not a bad thing. It's okay to be young. But there's no shortcut to experience. The Milwaukee turnovers leading to Toronto grabbing 19 points. And really no shadow of that fatigue or even the leg pain that Kawhi had experienced in the last game, which, you know, coming off the double overtime in game three, that was understandable. So he has another huge game. So does Kyle Lowry. Pascal Siakam, interestingly enough, since he doesn't have to be the superstar in the focus and he can rely on some of the veterans on his team, Maybe that lack of experience affects him less. Fred VanVleet, another huge game in the wake of a crazy week after the birth of his second child. And so we'll give you all the ins and outs, numbers, but mostly reaction as the Raptors win in Milwaukee and now are one win away from their first NBA Finals in franchise history. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. So close to the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Picked off by Kawhi. Back to the Kawhi scoops it up and in, and they get it to go. Kawhi Leonard with the finger roll, Iceman style. Raptors down one. Kawhi, step back, triple. And it's in! Back-to-back triples for Kawhi. Back-to-back to-back triples for the Raptors as Toronto has grabbed a four-point lead with 7:56 to go in the game. Gives up the pass to Kyle Lowry, who then finds Siakam wide open on the baseline, who dunks it down. The Raptors are 16 seconds away from taking Game 5 and a 3-2 series lead.
It's a great opportunity. You know, like I said, this is what you work out for in the summer, is to win basketball games. You know, same mindset I've been having throughout the playoffs, just, you know, come in, have fun, try to execute as best as I can, and play confident, and whatever happens after that is what happens. You know, when I know that I put the work in, I can live with the results because I'm having fun, and I'm putting my all out on the floor.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that there is a campaign going on in Toronto called Kawine and Dine? They are desperate to keep Kawhi Leonard in Toronto because he's now weeks away from becoming a free agent. Regardless of what happens with the Raptors, he will become a free agent. He could sign a new contract in Toronto, or he could depart and go elsewhere. And there is an entire citywide campaign called the Kawine and Dine Movement, where Toronto restaurants and bars are putting a big decal in their window to show that Kawhi eats free at their establishments for life. Now, actually, you know what, Chris, if you could find the picture of the sign, it's kind of funny. It's got Kawhi in the middle, and then the big Kawine and Dine over the top of the semicircle. And then the bottom of the semicircle, the bottom semicircle is Kawhi eats free here. But that's not all. There's more. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Eric Smith, the play-by-play voice on the Raptors radio network. Kawhi with 35 points, a career-high 9 assists and 7 rebounds. So just shy of a triple-double for him. His fourth 30-point game in this series. He looked back to spry again, not sore or tired. Kyle Lowry, another huge game. You know what's interesting? Lowry has been criticized royally in the past for folding in the playoffs or for not living up to the expectations that we had for him as an all-star guard. But he's played up to his potential in this series. He now is Toronto's all-time scoring leader in the postseason. 66 games, 1,126 points. And as much as that backcourt of he and DeMar DeRozan was great, and they were the top seed in the East last year, he's playing better in the postseason now than in those multiple runs that ended against the Cavaliers. Toronto did not turn the ball over in the fourth quarter and really looked poised, disciplined, steady, had to come back from an early deficit. But I felt like the slow and steady in this case, because of their experience, really was their edge. They were gritty. They were tough. And they did not make the big mistakes that Milwaukee did down the stretch. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Would eating free for life at multiple restaurants and bars in Toronto be enough to make you want to stay I mean, Kawhi Leonard could end up winning an NBA title. His second, it would be, with the Raptors. So that may have something to do with it. I know we're not there yet, but they certainly love him, including his coach, Nick Nurse.
You know, he has been unbelievable in the playoffs with the Spurs as well. But, you know, you're not as close to it. You know, heck, you might not even have seen all the games or whatever, you know. But again, you know, I can only state that he's been really good, and it seems like he's I don't know, it doesn't look like there's, you know, he gets stronger as the fourth wears on.
He does. Well, he did in game number five. Obviously, a lot of guys fatigued in game number four following the double overtime epic game. No, it actually wasn't epic. It was just long. It was a marathon. Not an epic marathon, just a marathon. So here's the other piece of what Kawhi Leonard's being offered to stay in Toronto. This might do it for me. Although I'm not sure I could live outside the United States for very long. I think my longest stretch out of the U.S. was 3.5 weeks, and I was desperate to be home once that was done, even though I loved my trip. Let's see. Simon Mas, who is the CEO of the Condo Store Incorporated, is offering Kawhi Leonard a multi-million dollar condo for free if he re-signs with the Raptors. So this is a website called livable.com. But Kawhi would be able to choose from a penthouse at the Shangri-La, Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, or St. Regis. And the various condos range from $2 million to $5 million. But that would be covered by the condo store, and Kawhi would live for free. It's crazy the perks that some rich people get. They don't actually need the perks, and yet they get them anyway. But yeah, the city of Toronto is going all out to try to wine and dine and apparently house Kawhi Leonard. The pictures from some of these condos, if you haven't seen them, in the USA Today, they put in photos of stock photos, but photos from the inside of some of these penthouses. Holy cow. Talk about living large. And so Kawhi Leonard is going to get the royal treatment until he makes his decision. After that, he may get dropped like a rock. But he may decide to stay, and I hope he does, because I like the distribution of talent. I really do. I like the fact that we've got an Eastern Conference that's wide open. As for Mike Budenholzer and the Milwaukee Bucks, it's do or die now.
Need to think about going and winning one game, go to Toronto and get that tonight. You know, a little bit of a strange box score, obviously Van Fleet from the 3-point line and them in general from the 3-point line was a huge impact on the game. They got to the free throw line more than us, and just, we couldn't get, we needed a couple of rebounds there down the stretch that, you know, I think when we look at the film, we'll feel like if we could, you know, gotten a few more defensive rebounds from, you know, the 5-4-3 minute mark on.
Certainly you can look back and pick it apart and say this made a difference, that made a difference. And yeah, the stats will tell you part of the story. I really think the experience of the Raptors came to board down the stretch. Van Vliet, by the way, 7 of 9 from beyond the arc. His best two shooting games in this series, and maybe his best two shooting games of the postseason, have come since his son was born, while he's been traveling back and forth, only napping here and there. So apparently a Fred Van Vliet with no sleep is the best Fred Van Vliet, at least right now. As we said, Kawhi with another 35 points. He was 5 of 8 from beyond the arc. Now coming up, as I mentioned, do or die situation for the Bucks, the top seed in the East, the number one team in the NBA, all of the regular season. They've got a superstar in Giannis. How do they climb out of this hole? We will welcome Jim Paschke, who has been the Bucks TV play-by-play voice for decades. He's been with Bucks TV for 33 years. So, boy, the stories he could tell. Oh, and he might have my favorite Twitter handle of all these sports figures that I have encountered on social media. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Facebook page as well. Coming up, Jim Paschke will join us from Milwaukee. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, I want something just like this. obviously, game six is really important. We know as a team that we've lost three straight, and something new for us. But we got to go in Toronto and we got to get game six. We got to fix anything we're doing wrong right now. Just try to play winning basketball, and we've created great habits all year long. So hopefully we can. It comes out in game six.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Giannis says, we're not going to fold. We've created great habits all year long, and they need to come out in game number six. With the Milwaukee Bucks now one loss away from their season being over and falling short of the NBA Finals, I think as the top seed in the East, that would obviously be your goal, and your expectation is to follow that through with the conference title. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Raptors pull away in the fourth quarter. They show off maybe a little bit more experience. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. It's our final show of the week, and we are excited to welcome Jim Paschke, who's the play-by-play voice of the Bucks on their TV network. He's been with the Bucks for a really long time. Well, let's start with that fourth quarter, Jim. What happened to the Bucks in that final frame?
Well, Amy, I think they're lamenting not getting a few rebounds. They were close and trying to keep it within striking distance, but there were a few rebounds there that got away from Milwaukee, and of course, Toronto was able to convert. But, just another one of those difficult games. They're going to look at some things, and when they check the tape tomorrow, they're going to see what they have to improve on. Coach Budenholzer said that after the game. Rebounding got away from us down the stretch, and he said we have to be better. He says that every day, of course, but he means it now with the Bucks facing elimination in Game 6.
You know, a lot has been made of the experience at this point. So the Raptors having a couple of guys who've won NBA titles and others who've been to the conference finals. As for the Bucks, they've got just one guy who's ever played, who's active, who's ever played in a conference final. Does it look like that has caught up with them a little bit to you?
That's a great question. We did a post-game show tonight, and that was my point to lead it off. I thought I saw the experience of Toronto. They were calm and cool. You could see that they had been there before. And the way I looked at the Bucks tonight, they rushed some shots. They weren't quite as composed at times in the game as I felt Toronto was. So that's a very germane question, and I think we are seeing Toronto's experience at play here.
In those moments when they need to remain level-headed and disciplined, who's the guy that generally they can lean on?
Well, I think the Bucks have a few of those. Chris Middleton and Giannis are very good at that. Malcolm Brogdon is a very level-headed player. George Hill is very consistent. He has some playoff experience. So they have plenty of that. But, there's one thing. It's one thing to have it in your mind and be able to do that. But it's another thing to have the experience of having done it and to be able to go freely through the process because you've been there before. So they have people who are quite able and quite intelligent, and they can process all of it, but it's that experience factor, I think, that we always hear about. You know, you can't win until you learn how to lose at this level. I didn't want to believe it this year, but it's seeping in a little bit at this point.
Jim Paschke is the play-by-play voice on the Bucks TV network with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How would you describe the series overall to this point, now five games deep?
Well, it was, a good series. The Bucks did their thing. They played pretty well. I think game three was the difficult one for Milwaukee, the double overtime game. They had many chances in that to perhaps pull it out and could not on the road. Obviously, had they done that, it would be a totally different situation. And then it was quite shocking, really, that they were blown out by 18 in game four. And then they come back home, and you think that the home court and the crowd will help you, and it did, but not enough. The Bucks have had an easy nothing's easy in this league, Amy, you know that, but they have had a relatively easy run through the season, winning 60 games, and they started the playoffs 10-1. Nothing real difficult there. So this is the first bit of trouble they've run into. They have lost three games in a row now, and that did not happen at all. during the regular season. In fact, they only lost back-to-back games one time. So there wasn't a lot of adversity. And, you know, maybe if it had been a little tougher, this would be a little different. But that's hindsight, I guess.
One of the things that Mike Budenholzer said after game number four was that the bench didn't give them enough. And as you look at the bench play tonight, now I know he didn't call on them for a ton of minutes outside of George Hill, but there's only 15 points coming off the bench. How much has that made a difference in the series, do you think?
In the last two games, Milwaukee's bench has been outscored by 45 points, and that is something that I don't think a lot of people expected. Game four, that performance was the second worst bench performance of the season. They had a tough game back in January, I want to say January 25th against Charlotte. The Bucks won the game, but the bench provided very little in that game. Otherwise, the bench has been there night in and night out, certainly in the playoffs. And to see it evaporate as we have in the last two games is a bit mystifying. Credit to Toronto, I guess.
Despite the fact that they're in a 3-2 hole now and that they've got to win these next two games to be able to get to the NBA Finals, how cool is it to have conference final games taking place in Milwaukee after all these years?
Well, I was around when they did it the last time in 2001. They lost the conference final in seven games in Philadelphia. They did not have the home court advantage, so it's nice to have the home court advantage. All those years when the Bucks were trying to get into the playoffs and trying to survive one round and get beyond that, you always felt that the home court advantage was about a seventh game. It turns out that it's really about getting the first two games and having the opportunity to jump on that advantage. And then you also don't have to travel when you move to the next round.
Right.
But here we are. We're back to the necessity of a game seven. And right now the Bucks are very fortunate to have that. They earned the right to have a game five at home tonight, and they have earned the right to have a game seven if it's possible on Monday. Credit to them, and now we'll see what they really have. We're going to learn an awful lot Saturday night in Toronto, and then we're going to learn an awful lot more should it go to Monday.
Okay, I have to ask Jim, how often on your broadcast do you say Giannis's full name?
Well, I was very fortunate. I was around when Giannis was first in Milwaukee, and he told me very early on. I asked him, you know, for some help, and we got it done. I say his name quite often. I will rely on Giannis once in a while, but Adetokounmpo has always been pretty easy for me.
Yes.
And I learned something this year, Amy. If you saw the Nigerian spelling of his name, which his name is, it is pretty simple. The Greeks added the T's and the K's and all of that and made it a little difficult. So Adetokounmpo is pretty phonetically easy with the Nigerian spelling.
I like it. So Giannis Adetokounmpo, there we go. He is first team All-NBA, a unanimous selection. What kind of a superstar is he, Jim?
Well, he's only 24 years old. I always point that out because he's 3 years from his prime. He's a wonderful kid. He deserves every bit of this. He has earned every bit of this. He has worked hard for every bit of this. You know, he came in, he was happy-go-lucky when he was 18 years old, and, you know, it was a coming-to-America thing, and he was just wonderful. Now he has a game pace. He still can be light and have fun, and he just picks his spots a little differently now. He's maturing, and I think the world of him as a person, and I really believe in how he goes about his business. So everything that he is getting and earning, he deserves greatly. He's really the real deal at this point.
Mm. Jim Paschke of Bucks TV with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Won't keep you much longer since you've already done a whole lot of talking tonight. But when you look at where this team started at the beginning of the year and where they are now, even though we don't know if we're going to make the NBA Finals, where do you see the biggest growth in this group?
Well, I think obviously, the coaching change and the coaching staff, that has been the biggest change in Milwaukee. They came in, put in simple things on both the offensive and defensive, and the players took to it, and it has been really seamless all season long. And then right behind that is the fact that there is great chemistry and camaraderie on this team, and still is. They support each other, and it's been pretty effortless in that way. I can't, with all honesty, tell you that there was one issue that I became aware of between players or between anybody. There was none of that. And I respect that a great deal. I think that is huge, and I think that teams that somehow come to that level of camaraderie are going to do very well, and this one did. Those are the biggest things. And, you know, right now they're learning how to win playoff games, tough playoff games, and that will be the next step.
You can find Jim on Twitter at Pashkitball. I love that. I think that's very creative. But 33 seasons doing Bucks TV, and now here they are with their backs against the wall in the conference finals. Jim, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Amy. Anytime. Great talking to you tonight. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.